We know that one of the main rules of Yerideya is the concept of bittul. If it's yovesh b'yovesh, if it's dry items that get mixed together, and it's min b'mina, it's the same type of food, the halacha is that it's bottle b'roiv, chad b'trei bottle, it's bottle in the majority. If it's, let's say, a liquid item, or if it's yovesh b'yovesh, but it's min b'she'enei minoy, then it's bottle b'shishim. However, even though we know that there's a rule called bittul, we also know that there are exceptions to the rule, and sometimes we do not invoke the rule of bittul. One of those exceptions is chaticha haruya liskabed. If, let's say, it's a very choshev item, a very significant piece of meat, then it's not bottle because of its chashivas. So this is a din d'rabbanon, a chumra d'rabbanon, that even though midiraisa we have bittul, midirabbanon we said that such a choshev thing should not become bottle. Now, there's a second category of items that we do not invoke the rule of bittul for, and that is that even if the piece of meat or the piece of food that gets mixed into taruvis is not considered a chaticha ruy liskabed, it's not a choshva and prestigious item of food, if it's a dover shebeminyan, the Gemara says it's not bottul. Dover shebeminyan is something that's counted. Something that is counted also has a certain level of prominence and chashivas, and also, in this case, midrabanan, it's not bottle. Now, there's a very fundamental machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes tanoim, how to define this chumra of dover shememinyan, where we say that it's not bottle. The Gemara in Beya, daf gimel, the Gemara in Zvachim, daf ayin beis, the Gemara in a few places brings down a Mishnah that discusses this qualification, this halacha, of davar shebeminyan, where we say that there's no bittul midrabbanan. The first shita is that it only applies by six specific prestigious foods, certain types of choshev fruits, even if it might not be a chaticha ruy liskabed, but if it's counted, it's considered an exclusive type of fruit, and it's not bottle. And the Gemara has a list. According to one Tana, it's not six, it's seven items, but it's very specific, exclusive items. One of them is a goyze perech, a certain type of nut, rimoine badon, a certain type of pomegranate, expensive types of fruits, which are counted separately and sold separately. They're considered significant, and even if it's not a chaticha ruy liskabed, nonetheless, it would, in fact, become asering, it would aser the taruvis, because we don't invoke the rule of bittul when it comes to these items. The second shita is that no, it's lav dafka these specific items, rather, anything else that's considered counted, it's sold, when it's counted, that's considered a dover shememinyan, and it's not bottle. Now, there are two opinions in the Ma'amei Roim how to define this second opinion, how to understand the shita that kol shedarche limonois or es shedarche limonois, it doesn't have the rule of bittul applying to it. So machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, one man the yomer holds es shedarche limonois, which means it has to be exclusive, that you only sell this item when you do it by counting it. When it's individually counted, if I'm buying five of this item, so it's five, it's never sold by approximation. It's never sold, by approximating the rounding off the number of the sale. Since you always sell this type of food by counting, it's considered choshev and it's not batel b'roiv. The second shita is that no, even if it's not always counted by a number, but if it's sometimes counted by number, if it's maybe normally counted by number, it's also machlekes, then it's not considered included in the parsha bittul. And even though it's sometimes sold by approximation, that doesn't ruin it, and it's considered a dervish minyan since it normally would be sold by number, or according to one shita, sometimes sold by number. And in that case, it would not become bottle, even though it's not always sold by number. So this is a machlekes. So how do we paskin? So this is a three-way machlekes found in Shulchan Aruch. The mechaber is mekel. And the mechaber holds that only the specific items mentioned in the Mishnah have this chumrah of Davar Shem Minyan, which means only a Geizei Parech or Rimoini Badan or anything in that league, only that is considered chashav enough to be a Davar Shem Minyan, which will not have the kula of Bittul. So this is a chumrah. This is a kula of the Shulchan Aruch, that only these items are included in the chumrah of Davar Shem Minyan, and everything else is mutter. You would have the din of Bittul. So the Shulchan Aruch is meikul. The Ramah has the middle approach. And the Ramah says that no, we extend this to other items as well. However, according to the Ramah, it's only applying, this chumrah only applies if it's something that's exclusively sold by number. If it's always sold by minyan, it's es shadarka limnois. In that case, you have this chumrah of davar shminyan, it's not bottle, but anything else is considered bottle. And according to the Shach's shita, the Shach brings down an opinion that no, even if it's not exclusively sold by number, but it's normally sold by number, or even though it's only sometimes, if it's not always sold by number, it still will have the chumrah of davar shminyan if it's normally or many times sold by number. So the Shach is machmer even if it's not exclusively sold by number, and the Ramah is only machmer if it's always sold by number. Lamaisa, most places can assume like the Shach, that something that's normally sold by number, even if it's sometimes sold by approximation, nonetheless, you have this chumrah of davar shebe minyan, and it's not going to be included in the parsha of Bittul. There's a very fascinating machlekes in the Achronim as to how we apply this halacha nowadays. The Gemara distinguishes between an item sold by number and an item sold by weight. If it's sold by weight, the Gemara assumes that it's not considered choshev, it's not considered davar shem minyan, and you would have the kula of bittul. Only if it's sold by number do you have the chumrah of davar shem minyan. So some places can say that you have to look at the way the item is sold even nowadays, and that's how you'll determine if it's a davar shem minyan, and that's how you'll know if it's included in the parasha of bittul. That's how some shitas assume that nowadays nothing changes. Bizman hazeh, the same rules apply as it used to apply bizman hagemara and bizman shulchan aruch, and therefore anything that's sold by number, you say that it's a davar shem minyan, it's not bottle. Anything that's sold by weight, you say it is bottle because it's not davar shem minyan. And if it's sold by approximation as well, it's considered something that's not a davar shem minyan, and therefore you'll have the parsha of bittul. Other paiskim say that no. And this is brought down in certain achroinim, the Einei Avram, other paiskim. They want to say that if you think about it, the entire concept of davar shem minyan has a different application today than it used to have as man hagamor. Why? Today, many things that are sold by weight is not necessarily an indication that the item is not choshev. And vice versa. Things that are sold by number don't necessarily indicate that it is choshev. Today, it's a matter of convenience. Today, certain types of fruits and certain types of vegetables are just easily sold by weight, and that's just the most convenient way of having it sold. And therefore, they just do it by weight, even though it perhaps would be a chasheva peiri, and it would be something that would be some significant to people who are buying it and selling it. And vice versa, some things that are sold by number don't indicate at all that it's actually a dover chashev. Today, it's just easier that way, and you don't want to just sell by approximation, by just, you know, guesswork. And therefore, you sell by number because it's just very easily accessible to get the exact number of the item that's being sold. And not necessarily does it demonstrate that the item is, in fact, a davar choshev when you sell it by number. Veishtoltzu, the Lashon of Rashi in a few places, where the Lashon of Rashi is that davar shem minyan is not bottle. And Rashi touches that up to mean davar that's sold by number machmas chashivusa, which is mashma, that the item's only sold by number as a result, as a consequence of the fact that it's a davar choshev. And memela, you want to make sure you get it right. You don't want to sell it by approximation. Memela today, where the reason why we sell it by number perhaps is just because it's easier that way, it doesn't demonstrate any chashivus, and therefore it would in fact be included in the parsha of bittul. even though it perhaps would be sold by number. And vice versa, sometimes it would be considered a davar shemenyan, even if it's sold by weight, because selling it by weight doesn't demonstrate that it's not chashiv. It could be it is chashiv, it's just easier to sell it by weight. So that's how some pesukim want to suggest that perhaps today's application of this halach of davar shemenyan is not the same as it was bizman ha-gemara, bizman ha-shulchan aruch. But lemaisa, it's a machlek, it's a pesukim, and the rishonim all give an example of a davar shemenyan as something that's an egg. An egg is sold by number. Now, according to the premise that some place can have that today's sales are different, then lav dafka today, an egg should be a davar shemenyan. Because the reason why people sell it by number is just because it's easier that way. And therefore, it wouldn't necessarily demonstrate that it's a dover choshev, and that's why you're selling it by number. But lamaisa, the paiskim don't work with this assumption. They work with the premise that, in fact, eggs are considered a davar shemenyan, and therefore they assume that it's not bottle. But at any rate, that's the machlekes when it comes to the application of a davar shemenyan bizman hazeh. There's an interesting shach. What about bottles of wine? Is a bottle of wine considered a davar shemenyan? And therefore, even if you may say, you may claim that it's not a davar shechaticha really skabed, but it should be a davar sheminyan since it's sold by number, and you should say that it's not botel b'roiv. Or do you say no? Perhaps wine is considered something that's not davar sheminyan, and therefore you would in fact invoke the rule of bittul when it comes to, let's say, a bottle of wine that was stein yenom that got mixed into other wines that were kosher. So there's a lashon of the shach that says that a chavis ktana, small barrel of wine, is not considered a davar shemenyan, and therefore you do have the concept of bittul when applying the din of davar shemenyan to bottles of wine, because it doesn't satisfy the qualifications that are necessary for being a davar shemenyan, and zok the shach, wines in fact would in fact be bottle bereiv. Other paiskim say that no. Even though the shach assumes that wines are considered a davar she'ene b'minyan, that's not considered a davar she'minyan, and it would be in batal b'roiv, or batal b'shishim, if it was a davar lach that got mixed in. However, nowadays, things are different. In the shach's days, the way wine was sold was either by a big barrel, if there was a significant wine that was being sold, or by a chavis ketana, a very small barrel. And therefore, when it was sold as a small barrel, that indicates that it wasn't considered a chashiv. Today, everything is sold by bottle, and the truth is that the entire introduction of selling wine by bottles rather than barrels was introduced in the times of the Shach, in the 1600s, and therefore it wasn't really prevalent in the days of the Shach, and therefore the Shach wasn't discussing bottles of wine that were sold, rather small barrels of wine. And therefore, argue some of the Paiskim, the Yad Yehuda, that a bottle of wine that's sold today is considered a davar shemenyan, and it would not be bottle b'roiv. Other Paiskim disagree, and they say that no, the Shach's halacha, that wine is not considered davar shemenyan, extends even to our times, and therefore, even today, it's not considered a davar shemenyan, it would be bottle. So that's a very interesting side machlekes that emanates from the psak of the Shach with respect to wine that got mixed in with other wines, if wine is considered a davar shemenyan or not.